This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to episode 11 of Being a Microsoft Intern. So today I'm going to talk about finally being able to organize all my documents and what that has brought me, what it's like to manage events and how it's pretty much the hardest task that I have, and dealing with after work drinks. Don't you love them? I certainly do not. When I started at Microsoft, because everything happened so fast, those of you who have been listening since the beginning know that when I arrived, the first thing that they did was putting me inside a meeting, and I had to follow the meeting, and I had no idea what was happening. And it's been like that ever since. So it resulted in me having, you know, the folder with my documents on my Microsoft computer to be kind of a mess. And if you know me, I don't like things to be a mess. I like things to be very organized, and it pisses me off if things are not in folders and if they're not named in the same way. If I have a file for a contract, there's contract A and then there's contract B. If I have the A file named contract A, all with caps locks, and then the other one is not in caps locks, those kind of things piss me off. Clap if you agree. But those kinds of things, yeah, really, really piss me off. And that happened for a while, because if you have a lot to do, that kind of thing, unfortunately, and obviously, can't be your priority. So after a while, I wouldn't say now, but at the time that I wrote this on my little notes on my smartphone, that's how I felt. Like, so probably about 2 weeks ago, I felt like I finally had things a little bit under control, and I was able to rename all my files, and everything is pretty organized by now. And I can tell you that has dramatically changed how I work, my productivity, how I'm able to help other people as well. Because, you know, if you say, oh, do you have that file, blah, blah, and I can deliver the file straight away, that creates a huge impact on the other person, instead of just saying, oh, I'm not sure, I will give it to you later, which I sometimes still have to do. Especially when it comes to emails. With normal files, it's all right. But with emails, I have to admit that my inbox is still not very organized. Ideally, I would have about the same folders as I have in my normal folders for the computer and the Explorer. I would have the same folder names for my email, so it would be easier to organize. But that can result in too many inboxes, which is not good either. Sometimes, and I think you guys should keep this in mind when you're organizing your stuff, is sometimes too many folders can actually produce not productivity, but the other way around. So it can be unproductive to have that many folders. So don't exaggerate, people. But yeah, I want to do that with my email, but I haven't, and I don't know if I ever will. But ideally, I would do that, and I guess I should try to look for how to, in Outlook, personalize in a way that, for example, if I receive an email from person A, it will go straight to that inbox, from person B to the other inbox. Because right now, what I've been doing is, for example, I receive an email. I have received a lot of emails from partnerships and just requests of specific things. And sometimes I open it and I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this right now. So I just drop it into the new requests folder, which is one of the Outlook folders that I have. And it helps out a lot, because I know if I want to take care of requests, I just go over there and I know everything that has been asked, and the ones that are older, which I should give priority to, because people have been waiting for my answer for a longer time. So that has been helping. So what I've been doing is just reading, going through emails and putting some emails that I don't explore right away, store them in specific folders, or if I know that that email is very, very important and I will need it later, then I will also move them to the folder. And that's how I do email. Email, still a mystery. That's right. So far, no doubt what has been the hardest part of my job, which, let me recap, I've been doing social media, PR, events, translations, and anything that has to be done in terms of our owned media, so our own channels of Xbox Portugal, not our partners, which we mainly work with retailers, and that there's people in the team only specializing in retailers and doing retailer marketing. So far, doing events, managing events has been the hardest thing. Now, for a, it's not the first time that I've said this out loud, which is, I don't really like doing events, and let me tell you why. The thing with events is that there's a date and there's a very specific deadline, and it's not like if you go through the deadline one day, it's all right, it's, you can still deliver. No. With events, everything has to be ready on that single moment. And the thing with events is also everything can go wrong, and there's a lot of things that happen on the, in the last minute. A lot of things show up. You're dependent on a lot of people because usually events are also partnerships with others or just other people on the team. Events just require a lot of people to be involved for an event to happen. So there's, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, right? And when things go wrong and everyone is showing up, everyone is listening, because obviously events end up being a very broadcasted, because it's not just an event that happens. You usually try to communicate those events as much as possible so that people can know about the events, can come, and that the event has finishes its goal, is go its goal and its purpose. For whatever it was created, probably it was to bring awareness, to educate people on a specific product. So it can be multiple objectives of why to do an event. So, but in my case, recently, especially like now in November, I've been doing a lot of events, and it has been the hardest thing. And therefore, not therefore, but still on the same thing that I don't like events. The thing is, because I am very focused and I like everything to be very organized, and I hate doing things at last minute. So that brings me a lot of difficulty to be able to handle with things like events. I've been trying to work on it. And how am I trying to work on it? One of the things that I hate and that has to do with events also is usually for events, you have to make things happen fast. So imagine if you need a pillow for a bed event. So this is like very crazy scenario. Imagine your event is we're gonna have a sleepover with a bunch of Xbox fans, and there's a pillow missing, so you can't have people on the sleepover sleeping on the beds, and there's no pillows. So you have to quickly call a company that does pillows, and that's the thing. I hate phone calls. And a lot of people that know me know this, because I'm that one person that you call Anna, and I'm like, "Hi," and they're like, "Is this Anna?" And I'm like, "Yes. It's, I know it's you, whatever. What do you want?" And that can be either with friends or even my parents. So I really, really hate phone calls. So imagine the anxiety that is for me. I guess I have a little bit of social anxiety in that way of having to talk to someone a lot of times people that I have never talked before and I have to contact them through phone. Previously, I would kind of write down everything that I would want to say in the phone call, like the main topics that I would want to go through to kind of guide me through it. Now I don't do that as much, but still, you can see my struggle. Last but not least, the thing that I want to share with you today is how I feel about after work events, mainly after work drinks. I'm kind of a weird person in a way because sometimes I'm very social. I really like, and this might sound very selfish, I really like to do events when I plan them or when people plan events in advance and they tell me, okay, we're gonna do this on Saturday. And then I plan everything around that event to make sure that I don't have too many events, have too many activities. Because although when I'm on those events and if I'm into those events, if I'm into in that moment, I will talk to a lot of people, I will be super interactive, ask questions, want to get to know people, want to interact, want to have a laugh. But when things are made last minute, so for example, I was working that day and then later on after lunch, the interns talk and say, oh, let's hang out tonight after work. Let's go for some drinks, blah, blah. I hate that. I hate that. And it's like 80% chance that I will not enjoy it. Maybe 10% chance. No, higher. Maybe. Okay, so 50% I will go and I will hate it. 30% I will say no, and 20% is I will go and I will enjoy it. So that's the thing. Because, yeah, just the thing that it's last minute it just destroys everything for me. And then going, I don't know. First of all, a lot of these events are, like I said, going out for drinks. And you might not know, but I don't drink alcohol. It's not because I have any problem or addiction or anything. It's just because I don't like the taste of alcohol. So I don't like to go out to drink. And usually I think drinks, alcohol drinks, are expensive. And I don't feel like wasting my money on them. Especially like cocktails are cool. But they're very expensive, so I try to avoid them often. I don't know, I just feel like I can buy these drinks at home and drink them at home. It's like going out, drinking cappuccino. No, I can do cappuccino by myself at my home. The same box with a bunch of cappuccino packets would cost me like 2 euros. And it would be 20 cappuccinos or more, and I would spend the same 2 euros on a cappuccino outside. And those kinds of things don't work for me. I know that's kind of like clashing with typical millennial culture, which is, experiences, let's enjoy, blah, blah, blah. But I'm still a very homey person. I like to be at home and enjoy my tea at home and my cappuccino at home. Tea and TV shows. That's the thing. That's what I love. That's the best afternoon, best Sunday for me. So, yeah, these kinds of events, after work drinks, don't really work for me. And, some of my friends, my colleagues from Microsoft might be listening to this right now. So, I'm sorry, guys, but now you know that I don't really like these events. So, if I do go, feel very fortunate that I'm there. Because I must like you a lot, or I'm just in a very, very good mood. And then when you go out to have drinks with people who are not interns and who are older and have better jobs, better income, they go out and they buy champagne and wine and stuff, and I can't afford that. I don't have money. That's what I always say to even my friends from uni who now have different jobs and who are almost all of them, I guess, earning more than me. That's the fair truth. You know, I'm still a student, y'all. I don't have that money. No. My parents pay my house or half of my house, and I pay the rest, and so I don't have that money.